Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, it's going to be the sad music on Marketplace this evening as today's stocks took a tumble. The Dow Jones closed down 633 points, more than 5.5%.
The market seemed to be responding, at least in part, to the decision last week by the ratings agency Standard & Poor's to lower the country's credit rating from the stellar AAA to the still pretty good, but not as stellar, AA+.
But while the country's credit rating has ticked down, Massachusetts' credit rating has the potential to move in the other direction. Now, right now, the state has a AA rating, and that's lower than even the country's new AA+.
But as Dave Hitchcock explains, and he's the senior director in the state and local government groups at Standard & Poor's, as he explains, the AA rating is still pretty good and could get even better.
Basically, we have several categories of investment-grade obligations. That'd be AAA, AA, A, and BBB. And all of those ratings, we feel, have the capacity to pay the debt. So a AA is still very strong.
Yeah, it sounds like it's kind of the difference between choice beef and prime beef. You want to eat it either way.
A AA is considered a very strong rating.
So earlier this year, the S&P said that Massachusetts is the only state in the country that might have its credit rating bumped up in the next couple of years. And why is that?
Well, we have something called rating outlooks, which basically is an indication of where the rating might go in 2 years if current trends continue. And we see that there's at least a 1 in 3 chance that that could occur.
Obviously, states get a lot of their funding from the federal government. Could this federal downgrade have an impact on our state's credit future?
Well, we're going to evaluate that on a case-by-case basis for each of the states. General, just to put things in context, compared to overseas local governments, states are generally more independent. They have their own constitution, their own balanced budget amendment in most cases. They also have their own independent sources of revenue. They can raise taxes. And so unlike overseas, in many cases where local governments are very dependent on funding from the centralized federal government, in the U.S., while states do receive a lot of funding from federal government, they're perhaps not quite as dependent. And under our state constitution, they have a lot of latitude. So we feel that it is possible or a rating to be above the rating on the sovereign government.
Let's talk just a little bit more about the Commonwealth's bond rating. One thing that you look at is a state's rainy day fund. And the more cushion that a state has, the better, obviously. But this year's budget withdrew $185 million from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts' rainy day fund. Will that count against the state?
Well, we're going to take a look at it. An outlook just means if current trends continue, to the extent that the finances have been improving, that's something they're going to look at. But if they can't replenish some of the funds that had to be taken at the bottom of the cycle, the positive outlook could be changed to stable. We can change any of our ratings at any time, depending on new circumstances.
Well, I guess maybe the big question I have is, S&P downgraded the federal government not because you guys were terribly worried about their actual ability to pay their obligations, but their ability of the political system to address the fundamental fiscal problems facing the country. And when I look at our state house here in Massachusetts, I guess I see a lot of the same paralysis. I see massive unfunded pension liabilities. One of the ways that the state has dealt with their credit rating and their debt problems in the past is by kind of siloing off their really, really toxic debt into these semi-autonomous, semi-private agencies like the, you know, to handle the big dig debt, to sort of take all of that debt and put it aside from their main debt, and that keeps their credit rating pure. I guess I don't see where the state is any better equipped to politically to deal with the fundamental fiscal problems it faces than Washington is.
Well, there's certainly a lot of differences between states and the federal government. But one of the things that almost all the states have is a balanced budget amendment. They really can't run deficits in the long run. They will run them during economic recessions, but they have to balance their budgets. There's other differences, too. You can look at the debt load. You can look at other things. But I wouldn't necessarily agree with you when you say that they have the same degree of political inaction or in the same situation.
Fair enough. Dave Hitchcock, thank you so much for helping us understand all this.
Thank you.
Dave Hitchcock is the senior director in the state and local government groups at Standard & Poor's.